the book Hebrews, part 246. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe What is Your God's Name is a book that we are using for our study. Also, What is Your God's Name? Or maybe have a question or just want to share something. You can contact us at our WhatsApp, this plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. I just want to say, if you are also Afrikaans speaking, you can go to my other website, https://yahvah.co.za. That's the Afrikaans one. And there's more than 2,500 Afrikaans videos on YouTube. And you can contact us at the same number. I just say it because a lot of people is bilingual in this way. Please send this link to your friends and families, to anybody that matters. Make sure you have a Bible, a 1611 King James Bible, or the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible ready, pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to share the word and to learn the word and receive revelation word. What a privilege is it? We are busy with the book Hebrews chapter 11, but we are currently busy with a side scripture or confirmation scriptures, Hebrews 12 verse 15. That was Friday's scripture. I'm just going to read it to use it as a springboard to start this morning's study. Hebrews 12:15, looking diligently, lest any man fails the grace of Yahweh Almighty, lest any root of bitterness springs up, trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. That's last week's scripture, this morning's, Hebrews 12:16. Let there be any fornicator or profound person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. What did he do? He did not add any value in being the eldest son, having the birthright. And that's why when he was hungry, he just sold it off. Today, in the time that we are living in, we find this trend where people is jumping from one church to another church to another church to another church. And even today, from one religion to another religion to another religion. Why? For many years, it was never actually like that before the introduction of internet. I don't say everything on internet is dangerous. And that's not what I say. But there are very dangerous information on internet for people who does not really know what they are looking for. And here, Satan and his demonic evil spirits play a very large role in leading people into things to believe only because they read it on internet, not even having scriptural references for that which is mentioned, but because of not understanding, not knowing, they are drawn into a pit And once they are caught in the web and in the spirit, there is basically no escape. Now the Bible says in Hebrews 12 verse 16, let there be any fornicator or profound person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. A lot of people sold off their birthright because of becoming popular, wanted to be accepted by other people. A lot of people move from one church to another because they become unpopular in the congregation. And we pray for the Yahvist. Everyone that accepts Yahushua as their personal Savior and Redeemer, and who are immersed in the remission, in the name of Yahushua, to the remission of their sins. We pray for the bride of Yahushua to be steadfast. Why? Because the onslaught is against this ministry. It's against every Yahvist. It's against every Yahvist who proclaim the name of Yahushua. And this doesn't come as a surprise, because the bride of Yahushua from 34 AY was haunted, or hunted, not haunted, hunted, like an animal, a buck, because of the truth that they believed. Today we as the bride of Yahushua are so privileged to walk through faith in that revelation name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. That is the name which Yahushua sent his disciples, and also the 70 disciples that he sent out, which he told them, don't take a second pair of shoes, or don't take anything with you, clothing. There where you come, there you stay. There where you stay, there you preach the gospel of salvation. There you lay your hands upon the sick in my name. Which name? The name of Yahushua. Cast out demons and devils, evil spirits. After a time they returned and they said to Yahushua, they were amazed. So the sick were healed and demons flee. People got deliverance from evil spirits. So what has changed in this 21st century? It's not the dogma or the teachings which Yahushua brought to his disciples. It is people that changed. Times has changed. I mean, in my youth, my time as a youngster, from 15 years old, we had open air services. That's where we learned to preach the gospel. Myself, my brother, which were younger than myself, and Pastor Renus, he wasn't even a pastor those years. He's about 4 or 5 years older than what I was. He had a little Morris Minor, a little car. Looks like a little ladybird. And we will all look like sardines in that little Morris Minor, but we are with an amplifier and a 12-volt battery, and we went and preached the gospel at open air services, where people got saved. Today, if you want to participate in an open air service, weeks in advance you must get a permit, security permit, and everything that goes with it. It's just a way that Satan came to prevent the gospel being spread unto the unsaved. But we gained the internet, Instagram, Telegram, Dropbox, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. And we have the privilege of ministering on every internet platform where people receives the gospel of salvation of Yahshua in his revelation names. Where Yahweh is setting people free, sinners comes to repentance. We just had the call last week where a person said that he grew up in the names of Jesus and Christ and Yahweh, Jehovah, and like I was as well. He says, and it took him a time. He found an article. He was looking for something else, and he found an article where I was ministering the gospel of the salvation in the revelation names. And it attracted him. He says, Prof, from that time I've never stopped. And now, after about 2 months, myself and my wife, being retired, having time to do the studies and the studies and this, he says, my eyes were just open unto this revelation gospel in the blood of Yahshua, the redemption blood of Yahshua. He says, and our lives is filled with a revelation word every day. Now this is what is important. This is why we preach the gospel. This is why we teach the gospel. Because the Bible says, there is joy in heaven when one soul repents unto the kingdom of Yahshua and be added to the bath of immersing in the name of Yahshua, becoming part of the bride of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Why do I keep saying, becoming the bride of Yahshua through immersing? Well, Galatians 3 verse 26, 29 says, those who are immersed in the name of Yahshua has put on the garment. They've been clothed in their wedding dress. Then there's no more man nor free man, slave, nor Jew nor Gentile, free man nor slave, man nor woman. And this is where the woman becomes part of the bride of Yahshua. But we all are one. And according to the promises of Father Abram, which he received, where only the circumcision of the flesh was the sign of the covenant between Abram and the men. Now the word says in Romans 5, he has no desire that we be circumcised by the flesh, by our carnal minds, which is our soul's dimension. How? Through the working of the Ruach HaKodesh and the glorious blood, the redemption blood of Yahshua, which he shed for us. We are so privileged. We are so privileged to live in the revelation word every day of our lives. To advance spiritually every day in the revelation word. How? Through the studies. More word, more studies, faster growth. Becoming disciples unto the kingdom of Yahshua. And there we find the scripture in the New Testament where Yahshua told his disciples not to go and build churches. That was never his commandment. But he said, he gave them a mandate, go from house to house and break bread. Not breaking brown bread or white bread. Breaking the bread of eternal life like I'm doing every morning. And all the other studies that we do in the week as well. English and in Afrikaans. So what do? We break eternal bread. And people becomes addicted to the word. They fell in love with the word. A lot of people has forgot how it feels to fall in love. A lot of people can't even forget, can't even remember what it's like many years ago. But when people come to this revelation word, it's all a new birth from the beginning. That's why Apostle Paul says, all the old things has passed away, everything has become new. Now till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.